No, it's not just going boo. If it did that, they wouldn't allow you 5 minutes to do it. Right, hello, I'm James.
I'm Christopher.
And we're just about to go home, and I'm just replying to an audio boo by Mr. Simon Tood about a particular word. And the word is all about, let's ask Christopher these questions. When you have a house which is big enough, what is the place where you park your car if it's got one?
On the driveway.
Or an indoor place?
Or a garage.
That's called a... How do you pronounce it?
Garage.
Garage, okay. So you don't pronounce it garage, or garage, or even garage, which I quite like. No?
Garage.
Garage, yes, I say garage as well. As in UK garage. Okay, next question. If you want to get your car filled up with fuel, for example petrol or diesel, or even that new stuff, auto gas, where do you take it to?
Petrol station.
Yes, is the correct answer. You don't take it to a you don't take it to a garage.
No.
To get done. Okay. If you
garage is the thing you have in your car.
Okay. Well, we used to say I'm taking the car to the garage when I was a boy, but I think it's moved on to petrol stations now, and I would agree with you there.
Or if you're American, to gas station.
Gas station, indeed. And the third question I would like to ask you is, if you've got a fault with your car or you need to take your car in for a service, where do you take it?
Depends what
fault is the... If it is a service or an MOT.
The car dealership.
Car dealership, okay. I would suggest maybe you take it to the garage. But that's a garage in a different interpretation. Sorry, it's a rather poorly parked car there on the road. I was just trying to negotiate it. So there we go, Mr. Simon Toon, that's the man I'm talking to at the moment. I just thought I would canvas responses, not from an old man like myself, but from the up-and-coming generation. And yes, that's him. And I do hope that satisfies your curiosity. And with that, oh, incidentally, I attended the Scout AGM today, because it was Christopher's Scout, he has a Scout group session, and most of these sort of places have AGMs, don't they? And I got signed up for the committee. I just can't leave these things alone, can I? No. But that just means I have to go to meetings once every half term and on a Monday evening, and I think I can just about manage that. I can just about drive as well. That was neutral instead of fifth gear. Oh, I haven't got the hang of this car yet. Right. I shall wish you a happy evening. Anything else to say, Chris, about life in general? How good it is, how bad it is, what you've been up to?
Au revoir, and I'm having a good life so far.
That's good, yes, so am I. I'm having a good life so far as well.
But I didn't do it most of the time.
Bye for now.
What?